Thank you for calling XVL Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
How's it going, Sandra? One second, please, Sandra.
How's it going? From Best Buy?
Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to get stuff figured out right now. They said that apparently the last copy of the insurance expired in March, so technically they can't let anyone in. I'm trying to work with the guy right now to see, since you're here, if we can take care of it.
Like I said, we've been here before multiple times in the past month. Like, I was here, I think we were here actually last time for you guys. Or actually in this building, I think it was 2 weeks ago, believe it or not.
Again, that's why I'm confused.
No, that's fine. I got my dispatch on the phone. I'm going to let them know just to know the situation. They just see what's going to happen. Okay, no problem. Sounds good. No problem, bud.
Hey, Sandra. Sorry about that. Sandra, my name is Vince with A&M. I have a customer's order number for you, Sandra, when you're ready.
Go ahead.
That number is 070-CHARLIE-9-ALPHA-57.
That's 070-CHARLIE-9-ALPHA-57.
Correct. Customer's name
Thank
is Gwendolyn Adelin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me place you on a brief hold. And once the system pulls up that account, you can verify the information for me.
No problem.
Thank you for holding for me. Can you verify the customer's name and address?
Gwendolyn Adelin, 411 West Ontario Street, Apartment 104, Chicago, Illinois.
Thank you for verifying the information for me, Shells. This is a Best Buy order. How can I assist you today?
All right. Sandra, as you heard, we're having a little problem with the front doorman. Apparently, he's saying that our insurance is not on file. We've never had to have our insurance here on file before. Apparently, he's not letting us in without having some kind of insurance or something on file. I don't know. We've never had to do it before. I don't have time to sit here and keep waiting for this guy to come back and forth and try to arm wrestle the front door and the front desk guy. I'm calling to see if we can just get the trip charge and be back on our way, because if they're not going to allow us in, there's no point in us sitting here waiting 30 minutes for us just to tell us no, they can't do it.
Okay, well, let me place you on a brief hold and call that customer and verify the information. So you're stating you have did installs at this building before, and they never had to have a certificate of insurance, but now the doorman is requesting one.
Yeah, he wouldn't even let me in the front door. He told me in the front door, and he told me who I was. I asked, or told him who I was for and what I was doing, and he said, no, not without the insurance. What did they say, bud?
They're trying to look for stuff right now, and they're looking through emails. They were saying that it needs to be a particular insurance towards the building in comparison to a general insurance policy, which I'm confused by. I haven't heard before in our company.
I have no clue, man.
You've got other places to be. Like, I feel like it's going to take more than a couple of minutes unless your dispatcher has something to think about longer.
No, actually, she's going to give you guys a call right now and just let you know, what else you guys can do. Was it your number that I called earlier, sir?
I think it was my wife, but either one works.
Okay, Yeah, she's going to give your wife a call right now then just to confirm everything, though, okay? But, yeah, we're probably going to have to go on to the next one. Yeah, and then they'll let you know, when's another good time, another good day that we can set everything up. This way, you can make sure everything is situated in the front, because it's different if we could, he says, yeah, go ahead, and all of a sudden we come back 2 hours later and he changes his mind and then we're back in the same scenario. No, you're fine, but don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Like I said, I'm going to have my dispatch give your wife a call, though, right now just to, confirm everything, okay? No problem. You're good. You're all good. Don't worry about it. No problem. You too. You too, sir.
Hi, Vince. Oh, you're fine. I'm going to go ahead and give them a call.